Talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist Emeritus, and now the head of the Plant and Soil Science Department at Oklahoma State University. But Jeff, I know you continue to keep that wheat specialist hat on a little bit as you talk to a lot of producers and you watch this 16 crop. It has really turned out to be a wonderful growing season for this crop compared to the last two or three.
Absolutely. It's not a bad year to be the wheat specialist from an agronomic standpoint. If we could get some help on the price, of course, it would make things a bit rosier. But we do have a good crop. We've got good moisture right now. In most of the state, we're heading into winter with a full profile of moisture. And that's so important. Whenever spring rolls around and the temperatures start warming up, it's really tough to recharge that soil profile, and you're kind of living on borrowed time if you don't have that. So having that in place is outstanding for our crop. It's also really important for our crop growing through the winter that we have that moisture available. There's a lot of things hidden underneath the soil that are going on right now in terms of head size, number of potential grain sites. All of that is being determined before jointing, before you see that head moved above the soil surface, and any stress to the crop during that time period can affect those.
I know one of the phrases that you've used a lot with some of our conversations down through the years is paycheck to paycheck, and yeah. This year we've got those paychecks kind of bunched together, and they're in the bank.
They are. The important thing for our producers to focus on now is make sure that they take full advantage of that profile of soil moisture. I know the price isn't that good, but we have a lot of sunk costs already in this wheat crop. So if you look at the what inputs can you put in that are going to give you a positive return on investment, and we always come back to nitrogen fertilizer and weed control. And there's no sense in leaving weeds out there to use that soil profile moisture, and we have to have nitrogen for that crop. It's going to be one of the biggest bangs for your buck whenever we talk about nitrogen fertilizer.
Let's talk a little bit about those nitrogen needs. I would think they would be rather significant with the moisture and the amount of growth that we've already had.
They will. Talking with Dr. Ornell, we've had opportunities to lose some of our nitrogen that we've put out there, maybe some leaching in some of our sandier soils. If you have waterlogged conditions, you know, there's always the potential to have a little bit of denitrification. And just the growth of the crop, producing that forage crop, all of that lush growth that we have right now requires nitrogen. So I've got a feeling, we won't know until spring rolls around, but I've got a feeling that this is going to be one of those years where we do need quite a bit of top-dress nitrogen. In the southern plains, our rainfall is unpredictable, so it's important that we get started with those nitrogen applications fairly early in the winter. We need moisture to move the nitrogen into the soil profile, and it has to be there available for the roots prior to jointing.
I guess what in the winter season, that January-February time period, hopefully those fields freeze enough or get hard enough that you'll be able to support that equipment.
Yeah, we need them to get to solidify enough we can get over them with the equipment. But now we have to be cautious in terms of applying nitrogen on frozen ground. That's typically not it's not a recommended practice. And the reason for that is if the ground is frozen, you get a moisture event that would otherwise move that nitrogen into the soil profile. Well, it doesn't go into the soil profile. It just goes off the field with the water. Mm-hmm. So timing can be an issue, and with the amount of moisture that we have, it could be a challenge getting across some of those acres.
Right. You mentioned, obviously, the weed control issue. Are we seeing a lot of weed pressure as we go into the dormancy period?
We are seeing some weeds out there. With the amount of moisture that we had, we got a pretty good flush of weeds, most of them up out of the ground. We had some spraying opportunities back early in the fall, and we might get some additional opportunities if these warm temperatures hold, some additional opportunities to take care of those weeds. The important thing is to take them out early. Don't let them get established. A small weed is so much easier to control than a large weed, and take them out before they have a chance to use that nitrogen fertilizer that you've put out there. Don't fertilize the weeds. Take them out.
The other thing that we've saw really very vividly displayed to us last year, the guys that actually invested in some fungicide went ahead and pulled the trigger before it got too late. That really helped them last year.
It did. Last year was probably the best year ever in terms of fungicide application as far as that paying off for the producer. Will we see that again this year? I don't know. Now, we are seeing quite a bit of leaf rust popping up out there, some tan spot and septoria. The best thing to do right now is sit back and monitor the situation. In terms of leaf rust, a lot of times if we get a good cold snap, that won't carry over into the spring. The other thing to remember about leaf rust, there are some genes that control leaf rust in the plant that aren't turned on until the temperature warms up. So just because you have it now, you may not have it later. Tan spot and septoria, those may hang around, but even then we want to wait until about jointing or just past jointing and then see what we have. And if we have to, we can make a split application of fungicides.
Timely applications, that's really the key, not just for fertilizer, but also for fungicides.
It is. There's so much we can do with the wheat crop in terms of timely application, fungicides, fertilizer, weed control. You're going to have that cost, so why not get the most bang for your buck with a timely application? With fungicides, you know, if you're going to split those applications, the first one needs to be about jointing or just thereafter. The second one, after the flag leaf is fully extended. That flag leaf application is a pretty narrow window, so there's nothing wrong with kind of making plans for that now and pulling the trigger if you need to in the spring.
Overall, for that first quarter of the year, what are you really advising producers to be thinking about? How do they apply their management skills most effectively?
Well, focus on the things that are going to get you the biggest bang for your buck, the most return on investment. And that's going to be nitrogen fertilizer, weed control, and possibly a fungicide. We're kind of looking at maybe a car that has, quite a few miles on it. And what are the most important things to keep that car on the road and keep it going? It's not going to be a new paint job or something like that. Let's focus on the tires, the engine, and whenever we look at the wheat crop, again, it's nitrogen fertilizer, weed control, and possibly a fungicide application if needed in the spring. Everything else, it's okay to kind of hold off and take a look at those situations individually. But the big ones are the ones that we have to get under control.
And this is a crop that maybe, we've got the decent enough potential there right now that we need to be paying attention.
It is. We're set up for the best crop or the best setup that we've had in several years in terms of crop potential. Again, a long way between now and harvest. I'm sure we'll get a cold snap or two sometime during the winter. We'll probably leave our crop looking a little rough. We'll get some tissue injury, but don't expect a lot of issues with winter kill or anything like that. So we're setting ourselves up to make some bushels if we just take care of the controllables, so to speak.
Okay.